Hey, welcome to the starting block here for another Thursday. You got myself, Carino, and I'm joined by a man who has taken a good hard look in his mirror. He's gone deep into his soul and tried to work out whether his heart's actually in this, whether he could actually care. My co-captain, Damo, how are we, sir?
Very good, Greta. I assume you're referring to one Bernard Tomich.
I am a little bit. I've paid little attention to news in general this week, so to find
something
topical.
That's good prep for a radio show about sport.
Very good prep. Yeah, that's very sound.
Yeah.
How are we, sir?
Very good, Greta. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership. And as always, Greta, the blockheads in their millions. The blockheads on Periscope.
Periscope live right now.
We've
expanded our horizons here.
We have, yes.
Well, actually, it's interesting. It's Periscope live, but delayed by the time this goes to actual air.
Yes.
So we're going to two different worlds here. We're going live in the current world, delayed in the future world.
Well, this will be live replayed tomorrow night on 89.3 FM. Well, it's actually tonight, isn't it? Thursday night. Don't try and figure it out, kids.
It's a little confusing. It's best not to think about it.
But do feel free to leave a comment or abuse or what have you on the Periscope.
Go nuts.
Looking forward to comments and feedback.
Very good. Let's kick off with the biggest story.
But you know what? We could probably just do this for the next 10 years and not really care about holding up trophies or anything like that. I'm not going to have to work again once we finish this.
Pretty much.
You know, in Bernard Tomich style.
Yeah.
What a douchebag.
No, see, I'm going to do something I never thought I'd do.
You're going to disagree.
Do we want to talk tennis?
Yeah, let's talk tennis.
Tennis is segment four, but it's now going to be segment one.
Organized.
We had nothing. Yeah. I'm actually going to stick up for Bernard Tomich here.
Okay.
Who does he owe it to? Put in an effort?
No,
who,
I agree with
he
that.
He doesn't have to care. If his heart's not in it, like, why are we forcing this kid to enjoy playing tennis?
No, I agree with that. What my angle is, if you come out and say, I'm not going to really try and win, all of a sudden those sponsorship dollars start to dry up.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to go through the motions because that money that you're banking on as your retirement fund, it might not be there.
But that doesn't impact me at all, so that's why I don't give a stuff.
Well, of course.
He's done nothing to me, but I've seen people outraged by this going,
the outrage.
We know he's got a pee heart. We've already established this, but at the same time, like, it doesn't impact me in any way, shape, or form if Bernard Tomich puts in heaps of effort or no effort or middling effort or drives around in a wanker looking car, whatever he wants to do,
it
has zero impact on me.
Well, that's fair enough.
So I'm gonna stay up for the kid. Like, he doesn't owe it to any Australian.
No, cool. Well, so he doesn't, he kind of owes it
to himself to go in and be competitive.
Perhaps he owes it to the sport, though.
Why does he owe the sport? No, like.
Well, because they're paying him to try.
Yeah, fair enough.
They're paying him to try and win. I appreciate his honesty and all that. But
he could have come out. Like you said, he could have just gone through the motions, going, it wasn't my day. He wasn't feeling a bit ill. He could have gone the whole, whatsamajiggy,
the
Kyrgios angle. I'm injured.
Oh, right.
I could have pulled out, but I chose not to.
Yes, I was tanked.
He got dusted in straight sets.
Yeah.
He didn't tank, though. Like, so credit to him. He actually put in a bit of effort.
He had a crack for once.
I was going to do it.
Doesn't matter, though, in the big scheme of things.
I didn't even realise that it was actually Wimbledon week.
Oh, yeah.
That's how, once again, I'm a little slipped past me.
You didn't have your strawberries and cream on hand ready to go?
I did not. I did not have my creams in general. If so, I would have done predictions last week and I would have been Nostragrino. It would have been my Tim Simona exotic bet of the week.
Give it to me.
Where I would have said there'll be no Aussies left by day three.
Well done.
And there'll be some kind of controversy in regards to both Tomich and Kyrgios.
Got it.
And there we go, bang.
Nailed it.
I would have nailed it.
Absolutely nailed it.
Unfortunately, did it a week late.
What about topical stuff, Greeno? We half nailed the Horn Pacquiao because we gave him a shot.
We did. Let's talk about the big fight. Did you watch any of the fight?
No, I didn't know.
It was the one sporting event I actually did watch this week.
I did watch about 30 seconds worth of highlights.
Doesn't count.
No.
Doesn't count.
I saw Horny was pretty opened up there.
He was. It was one of the more. I'm not a big boxing fan, but for the sake of the Australian, I want to tune in.
Yeah.
And we love Manny. Oh, actually, here we go. No, we need to pay our respects to Manny.
Oh, yeah.
In the background.
Manny song. Yeah.
That's the only way we can really enjoy and appreciate.
There you go, Manny. Fantastic.
We'll turn him down. Time for a bit of Manny action in the background.
Do you reckon he's going to get as many singing gigs now, though, that he lost?
Well,
he's still pretty popular
on the singing tour. He's still undefeated in the karaoke circuit,
very
Damo.
Nice.
But the bout itself was one of the better boxing matches I've seen. I've tuned into the big bouts over the last couple of years, whether it be the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight, which was a big snooze fest.
Yes.
There was more action in the first round of this match than there was in the entire 12 rounds of that garbage, where they got $100 million each.
Yeah.
But I've come to realise that suddenly everyone became a boxing expert.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Melbourne Cup, isn't
it? And a judge, right? Because I'm watching the bout, and Horn was definitely the aggressor. He was definitely the one chasing after Pacquiao and looking. And at the same time, I'm sitting there going, well, I don't know who's winning here. Like, he's throwing a lot of punches. Yeah. Is he hitting them? I don't know.
Who knows?
I can't really land. So when throughout the... I'm going to have to turn Mandy back a little bit. Throughout the entire thing, the commentary was massively biased against Horn.
Oh, you don't... Against Horn?
Against Horn.
Really?
Because it was not... I watched a stream on ESPN.
I see.
And it was so pro-Manny. Like, they love Manny in America. Like, he is literally their biggest boxing star. They love him.
Is that right?
Seriously, when I was in the
bigger
US...
Bigger than Floyd Mayweather?
Bigger than Floyd. When I was in the US, the guy that was dropping us off was going through the streets at like 120 like miles an hour. I'm like, hey, man, what's the rush? He goes, the Pacquiao fight's on, man. We've got to stop. And every pub we drove past on the trip to go to our hotel...
They had it.
...was packed. Like, out the door, everyone watched the Pacquiao fight.
Packed for Pacquy.
Packed for Pac. So, either that or they were tuning into his tunes.
Yes, why wouldn't you?
So, it got to the end of the fight, and I'm sitting there going, look, it's credit to this kid. He's gone 12 rounds with Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Never even heard of him.
Yeah, tip of the hat.
So, I was under the impression that, okay, he wasn't going to win, because all the three commentators are like, well, I've got it 119, 112, Pacquiao. I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's
right. Pretty conclusive in boxing terms.
That is pretty conclusive in boxing terms. And lo and behold, it turns out the result was the complete opposite way.
Yep.
Unanimous decision. Horn is your new world champion.
And there was no whinging from Pacquiao either, was there?
Well, that's what made me laugh the most, because all the complaints, not one of them came from Manny Pacquiao.
There you go.
He didn't dispute the decision. He credited Jeff Horn. He goes the credit to him.
Because he's a gentleman. Congratulations. That's why.
And he's a sportsman. He must have known
he's
lost.
He's a top sportsman. Yeah. Deep down, he would have known.
Yeah.
Because apparently, the ninth round, Pacquiao tried to knock him out, but didn't succeed.
Well,
and then Horn won the 12th round, I think.
He won the 10th and the 12th. So basically, this fight was actually almost stopped after the ninth. Pacquiao had an amazing round.
Yep. So and, it was a lot of and, guts shown there
and
to
pretty
say.
Pretty much knocked him out. And the ref came over at the end of the ninth and he goes, Jeff, I'm here for your protection. I'm calling the fight.
Wow.
And he's like, and they're like, no. He's got, like, we want him to go on. And in the end, he's like, well, you got to show me something in the 10th. And he came out and won the 10th round.
That's
and
heroic.
And then won the fight.
That's
so,
heroic.
Credit to him. Well done.
Well done. And thank you, Manny, for that beautiful song.
Oh, it was very beautiful.
Beautiful rendition.
Very, very beautiful.
Fantastic stuff from Manny.
All in all, but Teddy Atlas, I'm going to give a dick move to.
Dick move?
Dick move to Teddy Atlas.
Who's Teddy Atlas?
So he was one of the commentators.
Okay.
And so he had his opinion, that's fine. He had the entire 12 rounds to mouth off and say how great Manny is.
Okay.
It was a big old Manny suckfest, to be honest, this whole fight. Man.
Manny
there was a bit of happening in the background. It was terrible.
It's a family show.
It's not a family show.
It's not
established. It's late night. Remember when we switched from 6 a.m.
Right.
to 7 p.m.
You're right. Well, wait, do you think 6 a.m. is more conducive to smut than 8 a.m.?
Oh,
kids stay up late these days, Greg.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They stay up later than they used to.
Are we talking? We talking smart? We're talking.
Oh yeah.
Very good, Greg.
Bit of hot toss. In the end, yeah. So he spouted off for the whole 12 rounds, and then I saw this interview post first fight with both Manny and Jeff Horn with this Teddy Atlas guy for ESPN.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there, and he goes, Jeff, you didn't win that fight, right?
Wow.
And was just mouthing off to Jeff. And what's Jeff meant to say?
That's a bit harsh, isn't it? Straight after the fight.
Manny was laughing his ass off.
Wow.
He couldn't believe it. He's like, hang on, what's going on here? Well done, Jeff Horn, though.
Well done.
Well done.
Tip of the hat. Shall we give him a nice Gary?
You reckon? Oh, I think it's more of a... I think it's a get down buffer. Hey.
Get down buffer.
Hey.
And
well done.
Better do a nice Gary as well.
As
just,
well.
Just a
top
nice
off.
Nice Gary.
He's deserving.
Good. Yep.
Are you looking forward to the rematch, Damon?
Is there going to be one?
Well, that's the word. That's the whispers.
That's the whisper.
That's what we're hearing.
That's a word around the trap.
That is.
Word around the campfire.
That's not the biggest
in the
event. In all honesty, if we're talking world champions, we're talking the greatest there ever is, the greatest there ever was, greatest there ever will be.
Will be.
The man we need to make mention of, discuss today, holding up his title and doing it convincingly.
Okay.
Joey Chestnut.
Joey.
Do you know about Joey Chestnut, Damo?
He's on here. I believe he's a competitive eater, is that right?
He is a competitive eater, Damo. And today, he, on the 4th of July weekend, there's a hot dog eating contest.
Freedom Day, Greeno.
There's Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Nathan.
It's an annual tradition.
You're not eating Nathan's hot dog. It's a company, isn't it?
It is, correct.
Okay,
yes,
it's not just some poor kid at the... Bump, bump.
Joey Chestnut took out his 10th.
Hasn't he been around for like 20 years?
He's been around
Chestnut?
Quite a while. He's
seen all the little Japanese skinny guys come and go.
Yeah.
He's fed them to the lions.
He has. No pun intended.
No pun intended.
10-time champion. He consumed 72 hot dogs.
72.
In the space of 10 minutes, Damo.
That's incredible.
That's the world. That's
a, so we're talking not just Frankfurter either. Like we're talking bun and Frankfurter.
We're talking bun, Frankfurter. I saw an interview with him throughout the week because I've become a little bit obsessed with this guy this week.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
There was nothing else going on in the world of sport. This is the pinnacle.
That is exactly. We've peaked already. It's going to be it's all downhill. It's all so downhill. Tuning in on Periscope. It's all downhill from here. We've peaked with Joey Chestnut. It's sad. So he's talking strategy. You firstly, you're not allowed to drop any bun. You can't drop bun because you get penalty points.
What happens? Can you pick it up and re-eat
you can,
it?
You can pick it up, eat it as long as you consume it. But if you drop it and there's too much bun involved,
yeah, because you see, guys would be trying to like drop half a bun and kick it under the table,
exactly,
like you used to do with the Brussels sprouts and the
exactly,
peas.
Exactly, the veggies feed it to the dog.
Yes,
no,
yes,
no such luck. Good. And the trick is apparently. Dip the bun in water.
Yeah, it's a moist, so it's easier to digest.
Softer anyway.
So then you can just swallow it whole rather than save valuable chewing time.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. So big tip.
These guys put a lot of work into this.
Nice, Gary!
For one, Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, well done.
I don't know whether we talked about the survey last week, Damo.
Mm. Did we get any feedback?
We did. We got one bit of feedback.
Was it a complaint?
No. It was a positive review. Admittedly, it was me that completed it. But in doing so. I came across this question, Damo.
If you do these shadow reviews, you're not supposed to announce it. You realise that, don't you?
That's where the humour lies, though,
That's
Damo.
Where the humour is, yes.
No one, anyone looking at the survey results and see we love the starting at block knows that we've done it.
Do you reckon?
Definitely.
Do you reckon? We're pretty popular.
We are.
We transcend demographics, Grant.
We transcend nations. We're talking, who else is opening their sports show with Joey Chestnut?
Well, that's right. We went from, hang on, what did we...
We opened with Wimbledon.
Wimbledon.
Went to Jeff Horn and Manny Pacquiao. We did a Manny Pacquiao singing piece.
Karaoke.
And then we taught Joey Chestnut. Where else are you getting that?
We've got it all.
Nowhere.
See, this is why it's the anti-sports show.
Correct. Because no one's doing that. No. I came across this question towards the arse end of the survey. You still jump online, 89.3fm.com.au.
Do the survey.
It's good fun.
Yep.
Good, clean family. Get your family around.
Yeah. Sit around the laptop, yes.
And just answer the questions together. Do it as a bit of a family event. You don't all have to agree.
A nice hot chockey, perhaps.
You can do it individually. Treat it like the census, but a bit better than the census.
This website actually works. Yeah, this one might get hacked.
Yeah, this one will actually, you can log in.
Yeah.
But I came across this.
There's not a lot of high traffic on the 89.3 FM website.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The following questions are, look at the willingness to donate, subscribe, or become a member of 2GLF, right?
Okay.
Question is, do you or are you currently, select as many as applicable, plenty of different things, volunteering, an employee of, a shareholder of, etc., etc.
Sure, yep.
This one got stood out as an option.
Okay.
Leaving a bequest to 89.3 FM in your will.
A bequeath, sorry. Is it a bequeath?
Well, it says bequest.
Well, I think that's wrong. I think you bequeath something.
Maybe. Either way,
am I wrong? Get in touch with us, guys.
Let us know.
Is it bequeath or bequest?
But that's one of the options. Do you currently have you put 2GLF in your will? I'm intrigued. I want to know these results.
Yeah.
How many toaster ovens is 2GLF lined up?
I don't think it's like the salvo. I don't think people are going to be dropping off bags of old clothes.
I donate like cutlery.
Cutlery.
I'm going to update my will.
You put cutlery in those big bins, the clothing bins for the homeless
people?
I'm talking
about in my will.
Oh, in your will.
Yeah, like the sandwich press is going to 2GLF.
What about those little spoon collections that old people hang on the wall?
I've got those.
And they've got the little pictures on them.
They're solid, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll give those to 2GLF. Why would you
collect spoons for the express purpose of just looking at them and not using them as spoons?
I don't understand that.
Stamps?
Yeah, stamps. Stamp collections. I don't get it.
Yeah, but there's a bit of money in that. Those spoons are worthless.
The spoons? No, there's big cash in spoons.
Nah, they're like scrap metal.
Get in touch with us. If you collect spoons and you're making a bit of dime on it.
No. I'm going to pull one. Do not get it. If you're a spoon collector, do not get in touch with us.
Do not
write us an email.
Please do not.
Don't tell us. Don't send us pictures.
Yeah.
Don't refer us to websites
of spoons.
Yeah. Appraisals of spoons. We're not interested.
No, we don't want it. It's AFL's also in this segment, Damo.
Is it really?
Pieces segment.
What are you doing cramming the AFL in for?
Well, no, because the original segment only had Manny.
I thought
we're going to talk about that for 30 seconds and we need more filler.
Well, now we need the AFL to go to segment four because we've upped the tennis.
We've upped it with tennis.
That's all right. We'll play on through.
We'll smash on through. Now,
did you smash me again in the tips?
I did. Two and a half for Damo, four and a half for Greeno.
Okay. So the two I made up last week after nearly getting a perfect round, all that effort gone.
Gone in one
evaporated.
Yep, correct.
That'd be right.
Swan's too good for Melbourne. Melbourne, 85-50. You were struggling at one point. You were 0-4 again.
Yeah, I'm having these bad starts. You've got to get off to a good start on the tipping round.
You get the first two, you're feeling good.
You're flying, yeah.
West Coast, too good for the Bulldogs, 87-80.
Well, Melbourne did lose that game, but they won the fight. Did you see Thomas Bug slugging Callum Mills, was it?
It was a dog punch, wasn't it?
It was a bit Barry Hall-esque.
Oh, really? A bit of Brent's
game? Oh, yeah. They were running towards the boundary, and it was just a bit of push and shove, and then Bugs just whacked him one across the chin, knocked him out.
Yeah.
Taking him out for the rest of the game. Bugs, 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Did PM Turnbull get in touch?
PM Turnbull? No, he didn't. I don't know why.
Why didn't he get in touch?
I don't know. He's a great guy.
He's a good bloke.
He's a top bloke.
He can get
Waleed
on the blower.
Does a lot for the community.
He does.
Yeah, I don't understand.
They actually do. I'm not up for the act, but stick up for a bit of a bad rap that Bugger's got. They were talking about, with his background, like with his history.
His history.
It's like, he was bound to get 6 weeks. They obviously didn't do their research. He'd actually only ever copped a fine once in 10 years of playing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he is a little bit of a brat, but he just gets away with it.
Never had actually been suspended.
What about the diversity manager getting done for clocking someone on the field?
That was good timing, wasn't it?
That was perfect timing. Can you explain to me why the AFL needs a diversity manager?
No, I can't.
Like, what does he actually do?
Diversify.
Yeah, and like I was watching the TV the other day and they go, this guy's portfolio is tolerance and inclusion and diversity. I'm like, those are just like platitude words.
Yeah.
That's not a job description. So why is he there?
Well, he won't be there for much longer, I'm assuming.
No, well, yeah, because there was that video where he's whacked someone in the face.
Yeah.
And then a couple of days later, after he did the crying apology, did you see that? I'm very sorry, very ashamed of my actions, da-da-da.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
2 days later, another video came out of him clocking someone else.
There you go. He's got four
earlier
this guy.
In the year.
Well, if you're going to do it right.
Should be court dates.
Exactly. Should be, in reality. We're going to touch on the Western Bulldogs. Crows, too good for Carlton, 89-77.
Yes.
North, too good. Oh, no, North got dusted by Gold Coast.
Yeah, they did.
I lost that tip.
Gold Coast played really well.
118-99.
Did you watch the Giants-Cats game?
No, of course not.
Pretty incredible there.
What day was it on? Saturday evening.
It was a pretty incredible game.
I was following it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I was following it on
Twitter. Came back from about, four goals down in the final quarter.
Did really well.
But, to get a draw at the end of it, you think, oh, okay, that's a win for the Giants to get a draw from being like 3-4 goals down with a quarter to go.
Yeah, I'll take
the
draw.
But to be in front with 30 seconds to go, it's a loss, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, in the end, I'd rather take the 2 points.
Of course you'd rather take the 2 points.
And walk away.
It was incredible that Tommy Hawkins missed the kick, actually, at the end.
Yeah,
it was a very makeable kick for Hawkins. And he's kicked a couple after the siren in his career. So
in the end, we got lucky.
He just munged it.
We got lucky.
It was an ugly kick. Yeah. Still on top. Yep.
Richmond, too good for Port, 76-63.
Yeah, I got that one wrong too.
You did, yep.
Yep, incredible. Richmond top four now.
They are.
Top four,
believe
maybe.
It or not.
It's going to be hard to get that illustrious ninth spot for Richmond this year.
They'll find a way, Damien.
They're going to have to work really hard
this
to drop back
good
down
at.
The
ninth. They're the best in this department,
Damien. Yeah, we shouldn't doubt them.
Never doubt them.
We shouldn't doubt them.
Lions beat the Drug Sheets, 90-82. That's a bit upset.
That was a massive comeback. They were, I think, 5 goals down in the last quarter to get over the top of the Peps.
Well done.
The Essendon Peps.
Well done. Yeah. Hawks too good for Collingwood, 118-94. The job security of Nathan Buckley.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a little bit shaky.
Well, he's kind of a goose because he came out at the start of the year and said, it's just all about wins and losses for me this year. But, I kind of feel sorry for him because coaches are going to say that anyway.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Like, he doesn't want to say to his players, I don't expect us to make finals, so chill.
Yeah,
he's going to say, no, I expect to make finals because that's what he wants his players to do, right? Mm. But, if he gets the sack at the end of the year.
So be it.
Yeah, well, he's been there like 6 years now.
Yeah, so yeah.
And every year they've dropped lower and lower on the ladder as well.
Yeah, his win percentage started off at like 75% and his career winnings percentage since he started has
down
gotten
about 50.
Lower every single year.
Yeah.
That's what they call a trend, Damo.
That's a trend.
In the finance world.
That's a trend. Oh, okay. You're pulling rank on me now.
I am a little bit. When a number continues to deplete,
it's not good.
Trend.
Not good news.
Exactly.
It means you're running out of cash.
Yeah, 100%. Not really Collingwood, though.
Even I can figure that out.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you got St Kilda, too good for Freo, 89.
That saved my round, actually, St Kilda.
You were 1.5 at that point.
Big win.
All right, let's really smash through because we're 21 minutes in.
Wow.
We've got Crows versus Western Bulldogs.
I will be taking the Crows. I think the Dogs are finished.
I think I'm taking the Crows as well. Dogs are also done in my book.
Two for the Crows.
Hawks versus GWS. I've got GWS.
Yes, I'll be but it's down in Launceston, this one.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter,
they could play it in Kuala Lumpur for all I care. GWS will get the win. Collingwood versus Essendon.
I'm tempted to take Essendon, but, you know, something, I don't know, for some reason, I think Collingwood can get up for the game, so I'm going to take Collingwood.
All right, I'll take Essendon then.
Essendon, okay. Yep. Swannies versus Gold Coast Green Oaks. I'm taking the Swans. Yeah, how about the Swans now? I think they're ninth. They're one win out of the top four.
Two wins out of the top four.
Yeah, they're ninth. They're one win out of the top eight,
but two wins out of the top four.
But yeah, they'll be the first team in history to lose their first eight games and finish in the top eight. Crazy. First six games. Sorry.
Well done. Brisbane and the Cats. I'm going to go the Cats.
Yes, two for the Cats there.
St Kilda versus Richmond.
I'm going to have to take Richmond now, I think.
I shall be taking Richmond.
I like the
also.
Saints, but I'm going to have to take Richmond.
Nah, I'll take Richmond as well. Yep. North and Frio. I'm going Frio.
Yep, two for Frio.
Melbourne, Carlton. I'm going Melbourne.
I'm going to take Carlton in the upset.
And West Coast, Port.
West Coast, Port, is it?
Yep.
Put me down for a West Coast.
I'll have a West Coast also.
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so via the little blue bird, Greeno, at the starting block. One word, drop the K in the end. Also on Periscope.
Not a physical bird.
Not a physical bird, no.
The metaphoric bird, a la Twitter.
A la Twitter.
Don't rock up to pet stores yes. and think you can speak to a
and ask for a little blue bird. No.
To then converse with the starting block.
No. Also on Periscope, Greeno, leave a comment. Leave a comment or a question. Share it around. Yeah. Yeah. The email. Have we ever received an email?
No.
Not from a listener.
Not from a listener, no.
No. We have from the station.
Yeah, we get occasional ones there. Oh, the calling for board nominations, by the way. Are you interested?
Do you want to nominate me?
I was going to nominate you and then see how you'd react when you actually get on the board.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
I chose not to because I'm a good friend.
Ah, oh, thanks for that. Much appreciated.
But if anyone out there is interested in joining the board of 2GLF,
sure.
Firstly, you've got to become a member.
Yes.
And then get in touch with the station.
Yeah.
And we'll put you in touch with the rugby. While you're on the 89.3fm.com.au.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Let's get into the rugby league.
Let's talk about footy, Damo. We are 27 minutes in this footy season.
Okay, in this footy season.
In this anti-sport show, we're doing well. All right, Eels, last Thursday night, Damo. Let's have a look at the ratings first, shall we?
Okay, yes, fans love their Thursday night footy.
Fans love their Thursday night footy. Like I said, Origin has ruined football for me.
Yep.
Because it means less Thursday night footy.
Yep.
And that's a segment on this show.
And you're a big fan of Thursday night
footy. I love Thursday night footy because the fans, Damo, they love it. Thursday night footy.
They absolutely love it.
The first thing I've already worked out, I'm not even going to bother going through 1 through 10 on the Thursday night
ratings. Because it's never
anymore.
In there.
Because it's not on there. I'm going to save myself some ink. Did you know ink is actually the most expensive item you can purchase?
Really? I did not know that.
Per weight.
So more than
it's
like,
more
say,
expensive than gold.
Titanium.
No, gold. It's gold. More expensive than gold if you're talking about weight.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting little tidbit there for pub trivia. Win yourself a frozen chook.
Exactly. Why not? So I'm going to say myself some ink. I'm not doing 1 to 10.
I am going to bring up a point of order, though. I do want the 1 to 10 in the... ratings when we bag out Thursday night football ratings. I do want the 1 to 10 because I like to make I want to keep track of who's actually in the 1 to 10.
Oh, you want no 1 to 10? Yeah. Okay, so you want me to waste my ink?
I think that's the crux of the segment. Nobody cares where Thursday night NRL ends up. Nobody watches it.
But here's the thing. No one's watching. We understand that. No, but what gets me, because 1 to 10 is all pretty stock standard.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And the little surprise packets, the little nuggets, Damo.
Little nuggets of gold.
We find in 10.
Ink.
We find in 10 through to 20.
Yep, okay.
A la... The fact that Janet King, I know you're a big fan of Janet King over there on the ABC.
I don't even know who Janet King is.
I think it's like a British drama.
British drama.
Over there on the ABC on a Thursday evening. Okay. Rank 15.
15.
Ahead of Thursday night footy. This one caught my eye.
Yes.
Law and Order SVU, fine program. Very fine program.
A repeat.
It's a repeat.
Okay.
So it's not even a new version of Law and Order SVU.
It's old material.
2002 original Ice T back in the day.
So it's quite likely that you would have got there on a Thursday night and said, I've got the Thursday night footy or I've got this episode of Law and Order SVU where I already know that guy did it. I'm going to watch it again. I missed something. Maybe he gets off this time.
He might get off this time. That finished 18th. Ahead of Thursday night footy.
That's incredible.
However, we will give a tip of the hat to Thursday night footy.
Tip of the hat, yes.
It did crack top 20.
Did it? Well done.
Smack bang.
Nice Gary?
No, not a nice Gary.
Not
going to
give a nice Gary.
No, he's stuffed now.
Okay.
Thursday night footy was 20th with 374,000. 103,000 people more tuned into Janet King, Damo.
Is that right? Well, Janet it's King. Definitely justified, isn't it, Thursday night footy?
I'm going to open the show next week with a Janet King review.
Well done. You're likely to get more feedback because exactly. There's obviously more people watching Janet King than there is the Thursday Night.
That's where we get the Periscope listeners.
That's where we'll bring them in.
Live, yeah. Janet.
Janet King's very popular on social media, so I hear.
I hear. It's pumped.
Yeah. Yeah.
We talked about it last week. Mm. Pacey from Dawson's Creek. I didn't realize this has become like a Twitter thing now.
Oh, yeah.
Where people are like binge watching Dawson's Creek together and talking about how it should be Pacey's Creek.
Is that right?
It was the number two trending topic last night on Twitter.
That's incredible.
In my feed.
That's incredible.
I'm like, in the week we talked about it. Check out the YouTube clip, by the way.
Who wants to go on social media and talk about Dawson's Creek?
A lot of people do, Damo. A lot of people.
I don't know. You know, I'm just getting more bitter and twisted, I think, as the world goes on.
You're becoming an old man.
I am a bit, yeah.
You're almost ready for a Back in My Day segment.
Back in my day.
Exactly.
You know, in all my years of sports broadcasting, Greeno, yeah. I've never been so outraged.
Exactly. It's
this
all about
is disgusting.
The outrage. Yep. Eels too good for the Dogs, 13-12. The Doggies, aren't they doing well with their role, Damo? Yeah. That role 3 weeks ago with the one win and won a game since.
Well, all good things start somewhere, Greg.
Exactly. Yep. Titans or the Gold Coast Crazy Malarkas, as we refer to in this show, 2010 over the Dragons.
Yep.
Once again, since Mary McGregor re-signed his contract,
yep.
Got an extension.
He's put the feet up.
They've won one game against the Plucky Knights, Damo.
Couldn't care less.
Exactly. He's done. The Pluckers. He's got his check.
How about, I did say last week, Greeno, the Storm are the Broncos bogey team. I didn't intend that level of bogey.
42-12.
That's a triple bogey.
Too good for Storm.
That's incredible,
fire.
Yeah.
Even though I tipped the Storm here on the show, I tipped the wrong one on my actual tips.
Oh, did you?
I don't know why I tipped the Broncos.
Well, that was a silly move.
That was a very silly move. Sharks too good for the Roosters, 44-12.
The Cox.
Warriors got dusted by Manly. They were up 22-4. And then Manly...
Loving Manly's work this year.
Bit of breaking news. Apparently...
Hot goss off the press.
Or hot goss from... Yesterday, technically.
Podcast from yesterday. So it's like mildly timid. It's mildly tepid, Goss.
It's back to tepid. Okay. Goss, under investigation for quite a serious salary cap breach.
The Seagulls?
Yeah, the Seagulls.
Oh, no, you're joking.
I'm not.
Wow.
I read it on the way in.
Again?
Well, not them. It's only someone else. Raiders got dusted by the Cowboys.
No wonder you think he's a super coach.
18? Exactly.
He's doing a bit of blue chips.
Exactly. A bit of definite blue chips. There
Shaq
we go. There's a callback.
Yep.
Cowboys.
I like to throw in the odd old reference, Greeno.
What current reference
just
is
to keep you on your toes. No, I don't watch any new movies.
That's
anymore.
My point.
No.
All your references are old.
Yep. All new movies are crap.
We've so far in the last three episodes, we've talked about Blue Chips from like 1994. Yeah.
You can't tell me that Nick Nolte in Blue Chips was worse than, say, I don't know, Jim Caviezel in Passion of the Christ.
Who? What?
You can't tell me that...
Firstly, that movie was released about 10 years ago as well.
Well, yeah, but I'm building up. You can't mention any modern-day movie, like, I don't care how many Academy Awards it wins, that Shaq in Blue Chips is not better than... You can't do it. It's literally impossible.
That's a good point.
Yep. Thank you, ball boys.
If we're talking topics, though, topical. The last 3
topical
weeks.
Applications, we'll call this
the
segment.
The shows we've referenced are Blue Chips from 1994, Dawson's Creek from late 90s, early 2000s, and Back to the Future, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary.
Well, we're a nostalgia kind of program here on the block.
We've got to get topical.
89.3 FM.
Raiders season's done. Cowboys 31 over there.
Finish for the Raiders? That's
they're
it?
Done. They're finished.
Mathematically still a chance? Or?
As soon as you use the word mathematically they're done.
Does Ricky have full support of the board yet?
Well, he just got a contract extension too.
Oh, of course he did. Yeah. So he's got a case of the Marys.
He's got a little case of the Marys.
Mary McGregor's.
Why? Okay, let's. We need to get an MRI or a CT scan, whatever's done on the brain.
Okay.
To work out why in God's name we tipped the Plucky Knights.
The Plucky Knights. Dude, we tipped them against the Tigers. Because the Tigers are terrible.
I know the Tigers are terrible. The Knights have won one game in about a year and a half.
Yeah, that's true.
Yet we tipped the Plucky Knights.
Yeah, but they've got a lot of potential, Greeno.
I'm sure they do.
We tipped the Knights because Sean Kenny-Dowell was rocking up. And he was supposed to spark them.
Exactly.
You know? The big signing.
They were going to have a bit more energy.
The big mid-season signing.
Didn't matter. Tigers too good, 33-12. Yep. And then Panthers. Wow.
Panthers.
You're talking about who's been a bigger choker this year, not living up to expectations.
Good question.
Raiders or Panthers?
New South Wales.
Tough call. Not yet. Rabbits too good, 42-14. Alex Johnson scored 5 tries in that game.
Did he? Well done. Well done, AJ.
You made up your 2 tips again there. 6-4, Damo over Greeno last week.
Okay, good. See, I'm starting to nose ahead in the NRL now, but yeah, the AFL let
only
us
by
down.
Two. Only
that's
by
that's
two.
All right. Two will do.
Two's a lead. I'll make it up this week. It's fine.
Okay.
Let's go through the
Origin teams.
The Origin squad. New South Wales, no changes. Yep. Jack DeBellin sitting there on the bench waiting to come in for
Jackie boy.
One of the following injured players, whether it is Boyd Cordner, Tyson Frizzell. Who else is injured? Oh, Tedesco's injured.
Teddy.
Debellin might be coming in for him. No. Dugan's under an injury cloud.
Is he?
Morris was injured.
Okay.
Actually, I don't think anyone's fit for New South Wales.
This is problems then for New South
Wales.
This is
going to be a bit of trouble. Yeah. Queensland, on the other hand, they had a few injury concerns themselves.
The big one's Thurston.
Thurston's gone. And also Darius Boyd.
Boydy. Yeah. Oh, so he won't be playing fullback this time, will he?
He won't be playing fullback now. So,
sorry about that, Benno.
In his place, they've gone. Wayne Bennett, who dropped Ben Hunt to reserve grade 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Talk about, you know,
super coach.
Going full circle.
Yeah.
Ben Hunt is now the Origin number 7.
That's incredible.
Ahead of one Daly Cherry Evans.
Well, Bennett's a master, and he'll just say, I knew exactly what he needed and what would motivate him, and, you know, dropping him back to what he needed at the time and just want what's best for the kid. And, you know, he'll perform. We've got no problems with that. No doubts about it. So, you know, he'll just use it to his advantage.
Oh, exactly. No,
he'll say he got picked because I dropped him.
Because he dropped him.
Because that's how genius Wayne Bennett is.
Lit the fire. Yeah. Who also came in? Cameron Munster.
The Munster coming. Mash.
Which, if we go back, I need to get the sound effect.
Yeah. What do you got?
If we step back in time to last year, Damo, to the emerging Origin squad.
Yeah.
And all the players that end up with suspensions and banned from Queensland playing last year because they got on the sauce after curfew, which adults really shouldn't have curfew.
Got a little tipsy.
Nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, adults and rugby league players, we need to separate these two concepts.
Yeah, good point. All of those players have, at some point this series, played for Queensland.
Is that right?
So, quick turnaround.
Okay, you know, well done.
Their lesson, obviously.
Well done, lads.
Well done. And most
Well, punishing them, obviously, is what got them selected.
Let's get them in the fire. Yep. And most importantly, Damo.
Next best thing you can do to drop in a bloke.
Exactly.
Get him in the Origin squad.
Tim Glasby, still part of the squad.
Ah, the great Glasby.
The great Glasby, correct.
Yeah.
Let's quickly do a preview. This show, we've got like 10 minutes left.
Is that right? We're going to have to fly.
We're battling.
Okay.
This is Origin affected round, so this is always fun.
Well, this is an Origin affected show.
It is. Roosters v Rabbits.
I'm going to take the Roosters.
I'm going to take the Rabbits.
Okay. I've got no idea who's playing, who's missing, so I'm just going to wing it, and get them perfect.
You'll fly.
Yep.
Panthers versus Manly.
Who are you picking?
I'm picking Manly.
I'm going to go to the Panthers.
All right, giddy up. It's going to help me bring that 2-game lead back.
We'll see.
Eels v Storm.
I'll take the Storm.
I'm going to go the Eels.
Okay.
And the Bulldogs versus the Plucky Knights, Damon.
Come on. Who knows?
Pick the Knights. Do it. Do it.
Yeah, I will pick the Knights, actually.
I'll go the Dogs.
Okay.
So, no equal tips this week.
This is an 8-point round, Greeno.
This is a big bust for you.
Excellent.
We're going to wrap up the segment, Amo.
You're very confident.
I'm very confident.
You're very confident.
Very confident. Now, if we go back, it's a bit of a nostalgic show. We talked about...
Back in the day.
Back in the future. Yep. We talked about Pacey's Creek, Dawson's Creek, whatever you want to refer to it.
Pacey's Creek, yes.
And... it's time to bring back an old segment, Damo.
Okay, what do we got?
It's the Stevie J Award.
Stevie J Award.
But where you award someone the Nathan Hindmarsh gift certificate. Now, this goes to any player who's referred to in a fluff piece.
Because Hindmarsh doesn't even play anymore.
As the heart and soul of the team, Damo. So I came across this.
Not enough for like a trophy or a medal. So you get the Nathan Hindmarsh gift certificate
wasn't the trophy,
to use at your favourite outlet.
If we once again, we might need to... when this award was first kind of came to our creation, it was about the same time Nathan Hindmarsh was trying to flog a book. And it was also about the same time that suddenly he
said
developed
he had a
gambling problem.
Pokey addiction,
so
yes.
We said, look, in the essence,
cash.
For his safety, we can't afford to give him like a trophy because he's going to hock it.
Exactly.
And piss it away in the pokies.
Correct.
We'll give him a gift certificate instead.
That's right.
That's how the Nathan Hindmarsh gift certificate came about.
That's a very good flashback.
It is. So he's the one that received the award. It's none other than Conrad Hurrell, the guy that got a blowjob, put it on the internet.
Hurrell?
12 months ago, he was... Can't remember that. Conrad Hurrell. Who was... That's terrible. Anyway, we'll move on. 12 months ago...
Be professional, Greeno.
I am very professional. 12 months ago, he was the Warriors' discard with a reputation of being more fun-loving than hard-working. But such has been Conrad's Hurrell influence since joining the Titans that teammates now describe him as the heart and soul of the team. The gift certificate, Conrad, is in the mail.
number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's time to go back in time again, Damo.
Step back in time, Greener.
Do I need to step back in time?
Step back in
time. We're giving that a good workout.
Working this button over. Where are we going?
It's one of our other favourite awards, Damo.
Yep.
One that we haven't had to do in the show for a while,
no.
But I'm very delighted to be able to bring
excited.
It back. It's
Mitchell Johnson Award,
the
Greener.
Mitchell Johnson Award.
Mitch Johnson.
And
here he is.
There we go.
Thank you, honey.
And it goes to one of our favourite men on the show, none other than the Pond.
The Pond. Mitchell Johnson Award. Do we have to explain what the Mitchell Johnson Award is now?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, well, see, what was happening before Mitchell... See, because Mitchell Johnson used to be good.
Yeah.
And then he was really bad.
For quite a while.
And then he came good right at the end, probably the last 18 months of his career. But in that bad period, every time he took a wicket, all of the commentators and all the papers would go, oh, see, he's back.
He's back.
He's back. This went on for what, 3-4 years?
If
minimum?
Not more, yeah.
5 years,
there was
perhaps?
A new article every second week.
Every second week.
Mitch feels he's back to his best.
That's right. He'd come in, he'd be getting quoted in the paper all the time. You know what? I'm back.
Yeah.
I feel good. I'm back.
Hence the Mitchell Johnson
Mitchell
Award.
Mitchell Johnson Award. So whenever somebody goes and is crap, and then they announce that they're back, they're back to their best,
exactly.
They win the Mitchell Johnson Award.
Exactly.
Not a gift certificate.
No, this is an actual award.
It's an actual
award. We can trust Mitch and the Pond in this instance.
The
with
Pond.
This particular award.
The Pond is named the Pond because whenever he plays cricket, there's always a lot of ducks hanging
around.
Yeah.
So Axe from Australia squad for their Bangladesh tour, which who knows will even go ahead now.
Yeah.
The lieutenant Sean Marsh says he still harbours hopes of a test return.
Oh, good on you, Shauno.
The 33-year-old,
please don't.
His birthday Sunday this week was dropped for the two-match tour.
Yep.
He's earned the nod to the starting 11 in India previously. He reckons he'll be back there, Damo.
Yep.
He still feels that he's...
They say he's a noted subcontinent specialist.
He hasn't given up fighting his way back into the Australian side. That's the one that got me.
Well done.
What do you make of the whole CA, Cricket Australia...
the pay dispute?
Cricket pay dispute where they're on strike. They're unemployed now, Damo.
Yeah. You know what? It's a good question because at first I thought, they're just having a whinge. But then I thought more about it and I'm like, well, you know, if cricket is earning us more money based on their performances...
Mm.
Are they not entitled to a bit of a slice of the pie?
But well, that's where I'm a little bit confused, but I don't understand what the crux of the argument is. They're talking about how it's to pay state cricketers more, women cricketers more,
the
more lower levels, etc.,
and
revenue sharing.
Yep.
So, I don't know the specifics. I don't pretend to know.
Well, the top guys should earn the most, clearly.
Oh, I think they are. That's not definitely not the problem. But did you hear the Ed Cowan, Michael Slater, stoush?
That was a stoush.
Earlier in the week where they went a little bit head-to-head, whereas Michael Slater... Like, dick move, complaining about, don't you guys think you earn enough? And
Ed
Cowan's like, well, firstly, you don't know jack about what's going on. Like, this isn't about us earning more. And it got quite heated.
Okay.
But in doing so...
See, Ed Cowan's not one to back down, is he?
No, he's not. He's quite a smart and intelligent man.
He's very...
Slater, on the other hand,
dare say he's smarter than Slats.
I think I'd put my money on Ed.
And that's
not
that's not a criticism against Slats. It's just basic reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's a very smart man, Ed Cowan. Now...
We love Ed Cowan on this show,
don't
we?
Bought out the,
he's our man. He's
that
our
bought
boy.
Out the trolls and how beautiful a troll can be sometimes.
Yeah.
Where Slater was
I am a fan of the troll.
Where Slater was talking about how greedy the players were, effectively. And so, lo and behold, a lot of pictures with Michael Slater in his Ferrari.
Is that right?
From his playing days.
I see. With the shirt off?
I don't know if the shirt. I think the shirt was on, but driving around a very richy car.
Yep.
And Eddie Cowan.
That ended up getting him dropped, didn't it? That sort of behaviour.
Maybe, yeah.
They didn't like it.
Steve Waugh.
Steve Waugh didn't like it. No,
not at all.
No.
So that kind of led to an interesting little stash there. To me, I don't know. I don't like the whole David Warner crapping on, going, I'm unemployed now. You're not, man.
You're not really unemployed.
You're still getting played for your OLED and those
he could still play. I mean, IPL is not the only 2020 comp anymore.
Yeah.
You've got the one in the Bahamas. You've got one in England. You've got one in South Africa. You've got one in New Zealand now.
Yeah.
You can basically play the entire year, go from summer to summer to summer to summer, and play non-stop cricket.
Yeah.
And earn more than if you were playing Test for Australia.
100%. Now, that got me thinking, if they're going to claim to be unemployed, Damo...
we need to line them up.
We need to get some jobs for these kids.
Get them a job application.
My tax dollars are not going to pay for these assholes.
Well,
I'll tell you that much.
Well, Warner, I know, wants to be a personal trainer.
So next week...
He's good at the trash talk.
We're going to go through the lineup and think about jobs we can put...
Okay, that's a good idea.
Everyone.
That's a fun little project
fun
for the
little
show.
Fun project for
All
next
right,
week.
We'll do it. Done.
Get a job, Australia.
Yep. what do we got there?
We're going to wrap it up
sexist
with...
Sexist block.
Chauvinists and sexists and misogynists and chauvinists and sexists and misogynists and chauvinists and sexists.
That's enough.
Oh, okay. You don't want to turn it down, leave it played in the background?
No, that's enough. Oh, okay. That's all enough. We need. It's a bit like an alarm, just to let people know. Sexist block coming up.
Thanks, Hillary, for that, by the way. We appreciate it.
I don't know if you saw this throughout the week, Damo, last week. Melbourne Cup winning jockey, Michelle Payne, faced a stewards inquiry at Racing Victoria.
It's never good when you get called up to the stewards' office, is it?
After returning a sample containing a banned substance. Okay. Now, she was
They never call you up there just to give you a pat on the back and go, you know, that was a good race. Yeah. Good race, kiddo.
Good pissing. Good. Well done.
You got it all in the ring.
You got it all there. Yeah. There was no spillage. There was no spillage. You did well. So you put the lid on properly.
It wasn't fluorescent.
It was exactly. That's always a good point.
Yes.
She tested positive to a banned substance, Damo.
Okay.
And I heard everyone applauding her.
Why?
Because she admitted to it. She's like, look.
Oh, she's so brave.
She's
Greener.
So brave, Damo. Yeah. She's a hero. Because she's like, look, it's my responsibility, what went in my body. The doctor gave it to me, but, you know.
My body, my choice.
My body, my choice, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm sitting there going, I didn't.
I don't think this is a point.
I did, but I didn't see that coming.
And the Mitchell Stark party whistle means we're almost out of time.
Should we make it the Michelle Payne party whistle?
Michelle Payne party whistle.
Yeah, because she's got nothing better to do for
we'll
next
call it
months.
The Michelle Payne toilet break. How's that?
I like it. Okay. I like it. You know, apparently,
don't party too hard on your holiday.
Yeah. Yes. Well, hang on. Is it open season now? Hmm. Is it open season?
On her?
On her. As in, no, in general. Like, she
like
can just,
teardowns?
She can do whatever she wants.
That's a good question, actually. Like, if you get suspended, like, how can you get... You can't get suspended again, can you, while you're suspended?
That's my theory.
I don't know. Get in touch with us.
Get in touch. Let us know what happens there.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. Okay. I don't know where I'm going with that one.
Well, you may as well have a crack now.
I'm talking about NBA
off. That you're off the horse.
That's what I was going to talk about. But it reminded me of apparently, I forget which sport it was in.
Mm.
It must have been the MLB.
Yep.
Today, I saw it was the 4th of July in America today.
4th of July.
As we discussed earlier with Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
And they were, a couple of players came in and lower in the dressing rooms, there was the piss testers ready to go. And they're kind of like, well... You know, this seems very un-American.
Yeah.
Like, I have to do this, and the guy...
For a hot dog eating contest.
Well, that's the thing. This isn't the MLB opposed to Joey Chestnut.
Okay. And, I was going to say, how could you enhance your performance?
That's a very good question.
That's about it.
No, but his response was, to tie it back in, was, firstly, it seems un-American, has to do a piss test on the 4th of July. Secondly, I'm going to piss positive for hot dogs.
Really?
Yeah, that was his response.
There
to
you
the
go.
Piss testers.
Fantastic.
NBA offseason, Damo. I know you follow this closely.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
You're
big
right
fan
on
of
it.
The offseason.
We've
played, no hot stove.
Oh, this thing is hotter than a hot stove
is
this
it?
Week. Oh, it's been crazy.
It's a hot pocket.
It's gone bitch cakes, Damo.
Bitch cakes. Absolutely bitch cakes. Fantastic. This has been the flashback show.
It's definitely been a flashback. The retro show. This is like a best of. Why are we here in reality?
Good question.
That's a very good question.
Yep.
$60 million Phil Jackson sacked by the Knicks.
He did, yeah.
$60 million in 3 years.
Wait, was he sacked or did he walk away?
Sacked. They got rid of him because he's turned them into a laughingstock.
You don't sack Phil Jackson though, do you? Generally?
He just did.
Yeah, well, one of the first few years of
he's not
the
a coach,
Bulls.
Though. He was GM.
Oh, okay.
And doing a very bad job.
Yeah, right.
Very bad job.
Okay.
Chris Paul was traded to your Houston Rockets.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty handy.
He's getting a bit old now, though, isn't he?
Still a very good player.
Is he? What? Yeah, but he's like 36, 37.
Yeah, 34, 35 there.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? They last a lot longer in the NBA these days now, don't they?
They do. They can go to 40.
And he's a point guard. That takes pressure off James Harden.
Correct, man.
Has to do absolutely everything.
Open season. It's going to be interesting to see how they play next year. Hopefully they go well.
Could be an inspired selection there.
Correct. So, Houston get better in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Then OKC make a deal for Paul George. They're now better in the West. They got rid of Victor Oladipo and someone else.
Domantas Sabonis.
Yeah, I just couldn't bother saying the name.
Domantas Sabonis.
Yeah. Blake Griffin has re-signed with the Clippers for $173 million over 5 years.
He is a powerhouse, but you're not going to win a championship at the Clippers, are you?
We're not going to win a championship at the Clippers. Secondly, he only plays about 20% of the games because he's always injured.
That's right.
It's not exactly money well spent there from the Clippers.
No.
Steph Curry agreed to a 5-year, $201 million Supermax deal with
Supermax.
The Warriors.
What's a Supermax deal?
I think it's the way the cap works, so you can have
sounds like something an NFL player would get offered after they get done for beating someone to death.
Yeah, take the Supermax
deal. You'll
be
playing from Supermax prison, you see.
There we go.
Yeah.
So I think
see what I did there?
I see what you did.
Yeah.
I think it's the thing where you can actually, it's like a cap thing.
You can go over the cap.
You can get certain players at Supermax. So
$201
million. And LeBron James came out and said a very dumb thing, saying, he should get paid double that.
Really?
Salary cap. He got $201 million to play basketball. Shut up. Bit of Aussie flavour. Patty Mills agreed to a 4-year, $50 million deal to stay with the Spurs.
Sounds like chump change, doesn't it? After the 200 Supermax.
Then, so that was the highest contract an Australian's ever received in the NBA.
Okay, well done, Patty. And then is he their starting guard now? Like, he plays the bulk of the games. Yep.
But then that got topped a day later by Aussie Joe Ingles.
Ingles, baby.
He got a 4-year, $52 million deal with the Jazz.
52.
And then Kevin...
Yeah, it's not bad coin, is it, these lads are getting?
And then Kevin Durant took a 2-year, $53 million deal to stay with the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, and that's a pay cut for him. That's a pay cut. Because he should be getting about $150.
He should. He agreed to take a lot less to stay with the team, but he hasn't opted out at the end of the year.
Okay. Just in case they go bad and he wants to get the big, dirty... Big, sexy, dirty money somewhere else.
Well, that's it. If he's kind of like, look, I've...
Come to Houston, Kev.
53 million, just now. Isn't what he used to be, Damo.
Ain't what she used to be.
Ain't what she used to be. What have we got here? Hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Wrap up the show, Damo.
What a note to end it on, too.
Oh, if you're going to end on, you got to...
Quick one off the wrist.
Exactly. You got to do it with a bit of hot toss.
Yeah.
Colts on Indiana, oh, I can't even say the word. Indianapolis Colts.
Jim, it's just Irsay.
Jim Irsay.
Yeah. This is just Irsay.
He's back to his good old ways, apparently, Damo.
Good old ways.
Many people on Twitter noticed that Irsay had posted a naked photo of a woman on Twitter and left it there for good while...
A good while.
Exactly. The picture can't be shown. Showed this lady in all her glory.
Okay.
No, I think some people took some snapshots.
Ah, happy snaps.
And then reposted
screen grabs, Greeno.
And this wasn't like, there wasn't just a little bit of a titty drop. We're talking like...
Can you say
titty drop. We're talking... We're talking spread eagles, aren't
we? Really? Is that right?
We're going to end the show.
Well, it is Independence Day, Greeno. Exactly. What a better way to end it with a nice bald eagle.
With a bit of firework. See you guys next week.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell